Well, having grown up on a farm, I just assumed that I knew all there was to know about different kinds of animals. You get that way, you take it for granted when you grow up a certain way in a certain place in a certain time. And then I moved to New Zealand, and I learned a lot about sheep. First of all, I thought there were sort of a few different kinds of sheep. I was sadly, sadly mistaken. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of different kinds of sheep. They all have different types of breeding purposes and are very different in character, personality, what they are good at in terms of what weather, what climate, what terrain they live on, what kind of wool they produce, or whether they're better for meat, and all sorts of things that I couldn't even begin to list. My friend Garth used to teach me about the sheep that he bred, and it was, I'm afraid, too much for me to take in. So when you think about it, sheep are a lot like us. Not one of us has the same genetic imprint as the person next to us, even if you're related. Different fingerprints, different eye color, different hair color, and not one of us thinks the same, let me assure you of that. We are as diverse and perhaps more so even than all the different kinds of sheep that I encountered when I was down under. And so today we hear in our gospel about the shepherd of the sheep and actually the gatekeeper. And it's an interesting image to be both of those things that Jesus proclaims to be today in our readings. And I love how he uses images always of things that we can relate to, such as sheep. When I was in New Zealand, my friend Graham had many sheep and a few other things as well. And every spring, which of course would be October, I would go and help for a few days while the ewes were lambing. Now, Graham was one of those people who often reminded me of Jesus in a very interesting way, because he could speak and listen to the animals. He had an amazing gift of communication, so much so that the birds would actually fly to their house and come in and sit on his arm. So much so that he would had a red deer that would come up, and when he sat in his hot tub after a long day on the farm, it would come and nuzzle his ears. So much so that you never knew what kind of creature he had saved and would be romping around his farmyard. Graham had an amazing touch with animals, better than he had with us human beings. Because he was one of those Kiwis, and gosh, I hope he isn't listening to this sermon later on, but he has a gruff exterior and the heart of gold. And so Graham had a lot to teach me. He thought that I would know nothing about taking care of sheep, and he was quite right. He also thought that I was just a young compared to him, because Graham was at least 70, a young woman who could never stand up to the wilds of a Southland spring. But he kept asking me back every year to help with the lambing. When I think of Jesus, we often think of him with that heart of gold. Isn't that what we talk about? Christmas, lovely, lovely baby. Baptism, wonderful. God saying, there's my son, the well-beloved. Easter, a little bit harder for us to deal with, but resurrection and ascension and all those glorious things. And today, the shepherd who cares for us, but also the gatekeeper. And so there is that graciousness, but there is another side to it. And the lessons I learned when lambing were quite important to relate to this. First of all, sheep are not that bright. Nothing against sheep, they have other skills, but they're not that bright, and they do tend to follow each other into places that they really shouldn't go. I don't know if you know any humans like that, but I do. I have been one many times and still will be, I'm sure, myself. But they need someone to care for them. They need someone to have that heart of gold. And when sheep are born, the ewes, of course, just drop them, is the term, anywhere. And I remember every year, Graham would take me out to the fields and say, look at that stupid ewe in the same place again this year, in the mud puddle. The one mud puddle on this field, and she is having her lamb there. And that made a difference. Because what I didn't know was that sheep can, lambs, I should say, can get wet. That's not an issue. It can rain on them, it can snow on them, and they will most likely survive. However, if they get into the mud, they are likely to die. The mud works its way into their wool and keeps them cold, and they cannot get it off. And lambs who are born into a mud puddle are most likely to die. And so Graham would go and rescue this poor, every year, the same ewes, lambs, more than one of them, and take them home and bottle feed them and scrub the mud off them and spend hours with them. That's the good shepherd we rely on when we fall down in the mud. That's the good shepherd we look for when we need someone to scrub us off and help us breathe and live and eat again. That's the good shepherd that we are happy to see. But Graham also was a tender of fences and gates, very important. Because there are things that will come in and thieve and steal and hurt the sheep, and they do us as well. And so we need to remember that there's a flip side to this image, that there's also got to be boundaries. There's also got to be a line. There's got to be a gate where it's okay and where it's not. And when Graham would go out with his dogs, I remember thinking, I would never want to be one of those dogs. Because the way he spoke to them, to me, seemed cruel and harsh, and yet what it was their commands. And they had to be said in a strong voice so the dogs would understand. And there is nothing like seeing a shepherd with his dogs. Graham would have maybe six dogs, and each would have its own job. Some to come behind the sheep, some to come at the side, and some to lead. And the dogs were not allowed to move until their command was called. And they would wait with great anticipation, and I'm sure not a little joy, to get after those sheep. And he would have to control them and hold them back, and then at the last minute send out a whistle or a word, and they would go. And I never wanted to be one of those sheep when those dogs came at me. They never hurt them, but I'm sure they scared the living daylights out of them. And that is the kind of shepherd we also need. We need a shepherd who will tell us when we've erred, who will nip at us when we need some encouragement, who will show us the way through the right gate so that we make strong decisions and good decisions that will take us to a new place. This reading today comes in the context of Jesus doing some healings of blind Bartimaeus. And he was brought new life, abundant life. And we must remember that both being a shepherd and a gate and someone who orders the commands to keep us in line also says this, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. We're not supposed to live life just in mediocrity or in boredom or just doing the best we can. That's okay, but that's not what Jesus came to do. He came to give us life and have it abundantly. And to live abundantly means we get to be nurtured and cared for and taken out of the mud. It also means we get to be directed and led so that we may find pastures that are verdant and green and great for our souls. So whatever you do when you leave this place today, be abundant. Don't be afraid of the mud and the nips and the gates. Because God will be there in all of those, helping you to live abundantly and to show that abundant life to people who need it so badly in our world. Amen.